Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
In terms of people seeing Ekin, they're saying that she's not close with the girls, or the girls are saying things behind her back, or they're not as close with her. What is your opinion on seeing that on the screen, and do you think it's true or not?
Yeah, because you unfollowed me on Instagram. I was fuming. Bloop.
That is interesting.
That was a madness in the DMs. A lot of nasty DM.
Your chest.
Yeah. Like, sometimes watching him with India, I was like, bro, let this girl know how you're feeling, bro.
Right. Etc. How have you reacted to this?
Are we talking about the cockroach?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Oh, yeah.
Davide was coming quite hard for Ekin the last couple of days. He called her the fakest person in the villa, pride, or his ego, or people say he's quite toxic. It's like, how would you, as one of his mates, respond to that? So.
It was that. Who wrote that?
He was a joint.
Because I've met him a couple of times. Not a really nice guy.
Why did everyone say this about him, man? Guys, the Murad Murali podcast, we're back. And we're not back with just Islanders, but we have the management teams, the handlers for some of our favorite Islanders from this season of Love Island, guys. Guys, we have Mabel, Haz, and Chuko in the building, guys. Way! So, Mabel, who do you represent?
Ekin-Su
has
Davide
and Chico.
Ikenna. I almost said my name then.
Did you just say Ikenna? Me, I've been calling you like different names at this point. Like, I'm actually so confused. If I blunder this up, I'm gonna mess this up. How have you guys all been?
Good.
It's good.
Hot day. Yeah.
Hot day today, and tomorrow's gonna be very hot as well.
Yeah.
And Love Island tonight is about to be a madness.
Dami,
hope so.
Dami's in trouble. Dami's actually in trouble.
Is Dami in trouble?
Yes. Did you not see the trailer?
Yeah.
Summer in India. You didn't see the trailer. Summer in India are tag teaming.
Stop.
Against Dami, basically. I thought Summer would actually side with Dami, but no, they're both like. And then Gemma and Luca are having their situation as well. So, and Gemma's just fed up with him. At this point, she basically is acting like, she's like, why are you picking on these small things? It's not that serious. So,
he's
it's really.
On, isn't he?
It's, yeah, I think he's. And then, but some. I had Jasmine from Casa Amor, and she said that he's getting a bad edit. So, I don't even know at this point. Yeah. You never know, because we only see 40 minutes of these people every 24 hours. So, we all get in our feelings, but really, it could be somebody completely else.
Yeah.
And we don't even know. So, Mabel, how has it been handling Ekin-Su's account, and how do you know her?
Do you know what? She had a really bad patch. Like, I can't even explain it. I know when she did that madness with Jay, she had a really bad really bad patch of hate in the background. Like, it was so intense. Like, I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. But I knew Ekin Sue. I know Ekin through a mutual friend, actually. We actually met in a hot tub party.
Nice. Not in the hot tub.
Yeah, like literally, we were.
What kind of party was this? What's going on here?
We were at a party and we were sitting there drinking cocktails. And then I was like, getting ready to watch this Turkish drama. And then she was like, oh, I'm Turkish. Blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God. And then.
You were watching a Turkish drama?
Yeah, I love watching.
There is one Turkish drama that everybody was talking about. I don't know if that was it though.
No.
Do you know the name of it?
Mine was called Dulani.
Okay, I don't know what that is, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry. I was trying to relate to you, but it didn't work.
But yeah, like we just met there, and then ever since that day, we've just been like the closest of friends. She calls me every time she's in Turkey. I call her. Like,
that's cute, man.
It's just so intense. Like, our relationship is like boyfriend and girlfriend. It's really weird.
It's a lot.
It is intense.
And how do you know Davide?
Davide, actually quite a funny story, to be fair. Not too sure how to word it. But yeah, so obviously David is in the nightlife game as well with the shisha company that he operates.
He operates a shisha company.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on.
What?
Oh yeah.
Hold. Oh, yeah. Hold. Hold on. He
owns a shisha company.
He owns a shisha company. Yeah. See, this is why I need you guys here, man. Yeah, because I love shisha. I was just saying to you, I want to shut up about it.
Discount code.
Amazing. I'm there. Me and David are smoking shisha. Boy.
No, yeah. So obviously nightclubs. So that's kind of his angle. So he puts shisha in nightclubs.
Amazing.
And like for tables, and then they.
So he orders them in large stock.
Yeah, yeah. He keeps them at the venues. Yeah.
Nice. And are these venues in the UK or abroad?
In the UK, yeah.
Like up north.
Yeah.
Nice.
So he operates in quite a few high-end clubs in Manchester. He's doing well.
Right, because he moved to Manchester.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's how you guys met.
And I've got obviously my events company, so we kind of met, but we actually met in a funny way. We were both very drunk.
Mm.
And he's probably going to kill me for saying this story. But he comes up to me, and I was really drunk. He was really drunk. He goes, "You're a good-looking guy." And I went, "No, you're a good-looking guy." And that lasted for about 5 minutes. And then since then, we were like best friends.
That's nice, man. That's cute. How long has it been? Like a couple of years?
Since he moved, pretty much. Damn. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So 2019.
Damn.
Yeah.
It must have been a lot for him to like move from Italy to Manchester.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's like the language barrier or, you know, accents. Like, how do you even navigate?
Yeah. Yeah. He's, he's thrown himself in the deep end, obviously. Like, he got himself out there quite quickly in Manchester. So he's, he was popular before he went in the show.
Right. And then we have Chuko, who, when it comes to Twitter, this one is there with his keyboard. And he's every tweet firing away. The way you have represented Ikenna on Twitter, I have never seen from anybody else on Twitter.
No, it was fun, man. It was fun.
And I just feel like Ikenna wasn't a favorite of mine initially going in. I thought that, you know, he was quite boring or laid back and like nothing was going on. I'm thinking, what's going on? Mm. But your tweets and your creativity made me like him and it made me think about him a lot more because every day the tweets are banging.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, how do you know Ikenna? And was this a pre-plan before going in? Oh, I'm funny on Twitter or something. Like, how does that?
No, so it's not a crazy story. Just known him since school. So our families are quite close as well. So Nottingham, I think I moved to Nottingham when I started secondary school, and that's when I met him. And the Twitter plan, honestly, when he told me he was going to Love Island, we were all shocked because we know his personality. He's a chill guy, he's relaxed. But yeah, we were shocked. And then obviously I've been on Twitter for a while, like probably 2010, 2011. So we use it quite a bit.
Right. So you're like a Twitter vet.
Inside out. Yeah. So
so how do you find these memes? Do you have a meme folder?
you know when you see a funny tweet, you just bookmark that and keep it by the side and just, you never know. Just go back to it, because sometimes when you're interacting with others now and again, I don't really like to type words. I feel like memes speak more, and sometimes
I agree.
So those kind of things there, but just random tweets you bookmark and just have it there in the locker. So
damn. And how has it kind of like reacted to you? Just like, who's in control of the account now?
So we're both on it. I'm not as on it as much as I used to be.
Right, makes sense.
It was even funny because when the show started, we were all on a holiday. Like, we were in, like, I was in Cyprus, and then I went to Nigeria after. So like, even getting to watch Love Island, we had to use Twitch. We have to use like
God forbid, to just Twitch, to like a Twitch live link.
It was long.
That's the worst thing. Because
at the start, I felt bad because I thought I wasn't doing my job. I was like, oh God, I'm not getting the tweets off or nothing. So that was just at the start. But then eventually, when I got back, and then we were more on it and into it. So yeah, it was good, man. It was good.
Yeah, I mean, you smashed it.
Nah, he was happy. I think that was the aim for us as his team, just to make sure, you know, we blew him up as much as possible.
Were you also controlling his other accounts, or was it just Twitter?
You know what? I don't know how to work Instagram, man. I don't know.
Really?
It's just crazy to me. It's just like reels, lives.
I think about Twitter.
That's what you think about?
Twitter.
Well, David's account's gone, apparently. Benny got like...
No, there was a fake account.
Yes.
They were like, this is what always happens with Love Island, is the fake accounts come running in.
Yeah.
And then it F's up. It's like, who's the real one?
Yeah.
And on Twitter, it's difficult because nobody's blue ticked as much as quick as you can.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. David is made up of obviously myself, Fabrizio, and JP, and they kind of
facilitate. Work. Yeah,
I think they communicated with yourself about that Twitter. Did you message about it?
Yeah, I basically.
You
I
thought it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I thought it was there, and I was like, "What's going on?"
Yeah, yeah. Because they were putting it in the WhatsApp group, I was like, "What, we've even got Twitter? What's going on?"
And then, oh wow! Obviously, damn.
Yeah. I was,
yeah. Yeah.
What were the tweets? Or the fake tweets? Was like, it just about Ekansu?
Yeah, it was just
right,
them relationship together. And I was like,
right,
he must be joking. if he's tweeting this.
Right,
but
right.
But then I contacted them and they said it wasn't actually.
Damn, so you didn't even know that these Twitter accounts were running around. No. There was another one as well of another islander. It's gone off my head, but like how?
Samuel.
Oh my God.
Oh spooky. My spooky, God. All the time I thought, what is Samuel tweeting? Is a guy from Casa Amor.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what are you tweeting? But then he was like, this is not me. Like, who is this? I'm like, rah.
Yeah. Some of the tweets are crazy, man.
Some of the tweets were brazy. They were actually mad. And the quote tweets, I'm seeing 400. I'm thinking you're getting cooked.
He was fighting everyone, honestly.
Fighting everyone. WWE, Mortal Kombat. It was just a lot to deal with. It was a lot to deal with. But yeah, I feel like these accounts can be quite scary. Has it been intense? Hold on. Tom, can I change the color of the back?
Yeah, no, I
just hate purple. Sorry, guys. It's just stressing me out now. Yeah. Can we do like orange, something like sunny? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Watch it. Not that you guys care, but I'm glad my apartment's air conditioned.
Serious.
I had to just get that flex out there. Just be like, all right, guys.
Must be nice.
Yeah, orange is fine, yeah.
Yeah.
They tell you I bought a fan and it was like,
why are you a fan? What happened with
I bought a fan and I thought it was a big one.
I was wondering whether to angle it.
Don't tell me you bought and it came small.
That, seriously, I was so upset. Like, it came that size.
Oh my God.
I was like crying. I was like, no, I need a proper fan. What is this? But yeah, it was interesting.
Air conditioning is great. When I'm in Dubai, I use it 24/7, but it just gives you headaches. Mm. That shit, it's like, how the hell do you combat that? I don't even know. I'm just sitting in my room now with a headache in AC. It's just annoying. Anyways, back, so recording. Back to the interview, guys. Sorry for that little cut. I'm just being like weirdly annoying. But yeah, air conditioning with Davide, both my favorites. Honestly, like I feel like air conditioning with Davide in India, like I feel like it's very interesting because you're managing accounts, like you're managing a Chuko Ikenna's account. You're managing Ikenna's account, and it's going well. But then, of course, your contestant, your friend, might get dumped, and then it's like, well, I don't need to do anything anymore. Mm. But all three of you have been chucked into a world, and it's like you're not actively maybe as big on socials or have the much reception that Love Island brings. Mm. So, maybe how do you deal with that if there's negativity that comes to you guys? And I'm sure people like Davide and Ekansu have gotten a lot of negativity in terms of like feedback, and then that pours into the DMs, and it's like, well, I'm not Davide, so how? I'm not Ekansu, I'm not the one crawling around, so it's like, do you know what I mean? Like, is it me crawling? No, it's my friend. So why are you in my DMs, like in the DMs, screaming? So
I mean, I feel
how do you
like,
deal with it?
I feel like certain people take this show way too seriously. They take this show like it's life and bread, and
right.
There's no show like that. It's like they're not living. Like, it's the weirdest thing. I have had the worst tweets. And
DMs.
DMs for Instagram. And I couldn't believe it. And what's worse is that some of these are kids. Like, and not only that, or if they're not kids, they're like grown adults, mothers actually, with like four kids. Like, I'm just, it's so confusing. But it got to the point where I was like, I'm not going to reply because obviously it's not my account and I can't be saying things that, you know, Ekin wouldn't normally say.
Right.
But it got to the point where I was like, no, you guys are fucking with me. Can I swear?
Yeah, you can.
Like, this is mad. So what I did now, like, I don't care. I just message schools. I message
energy.
Their football team. I message gymnastics class.
The gymnastics.
And if, like, trust me. And
them backflipping out.
Exactly. I was like, you're leaving this DMs. And or like, if it's the parents, I'm 100% like calling all of them out. I don't care. Like, I'm actually calling them out for the way they speak. Like, there's a way to say something. If you don't like someone, that's fine. But there's a way to say how much you like don't like someone. Like, there's a way to say it. And some of them were like death threats. Like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to come find you.
For what,
you.
Man?
And I'm like, it's a game show. Like, what is wrong with you people?
That deep.
Yeah, like, they take it too seriously. And I've never been on that side before. And I understand, like, the problems, like, these people normally have now. Like, I thought it was just, like, small little silly things. Like, oh, you're like a this and this, but nah, like, they're intense, and it's quite sad to see. We're the first people that are going to see it before they come out of the island, and some of them are parents that are, you know, handling these people's accounts, and I don't hear anything like, oh my goodness, if this comes out, like, you know, this is what you should do, or this is how you should handle it. Everyone keeps saying, like, oh, just don't say anything, but I think, you know what, we need to start saying things, because if you don't say things, people are going to keep doing it. And I'm happy for calling people out.
Throw me a bottle, Kenneth.
Yeah, is that all right? Sorry.
I can't catch, but we'll find out.
Oh, Jesus.
I can catch today. Okay. There you go.
You don't want it on. I'll just
honestly,
it
I don't.
On
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't mind. As many breaks, water breaks as you want. Listen, it's like, what? It's 40 degrees tomorrow, boy.
Yeah, man.
Stay hydrated.
So, thank you. So, yeah. When Davide was with Gemma.
That is interesting.
That was a madness in the DMs. A lot of nasty DMs. To be honest, because they were that bad, I just thought, do you know what? Block. Like, because we don't even want you, because we've had people message nasty things, and then Davide does something that they like, and they say, oh, I love him now. That we're like, we're not going to interact with you. You know what I mean? But since obviously the Ekansu situation, obviously Davide gained quite a lot of sympathy with the Jay thing.
Mm.
And since then, thankfully, it's just been plain sailing.
I just feel like when you're presented with new information every 24 hours, your opinions change.
Yeah. Mm.
And that is fine. But then obviously when you're gunning somebody in a DM,
yeah,
and they're like, oh, I love him now. But you were just gunning me down. You were sending me a death threat or whatever. Be applied to anyone or even a kennel or whatever.
Mm.
So, of course, I'd imagine that both of you would have gotten negative feedback for your friends. Of course, Ekansu and Davide, but both people, you know, who everyone's really opinionated about them.
Yeah.
But with a kennel, was it the same or was it just, you know, positivity? Because you were just firing off tweet. Every tweet landed.
I think
every tweet landed.
They have different situations because their people were in heated scenarios.
Right.
For Ikenna, he was chill. Like, if he kind of got in a fight on that show, I'd have been shocked. He's not a fighting guy. It was plain sailing. But the thing is, really and truly, most of the DMs went to message requests. So I never really saw them like that.
Right. You don't even want to look at them.
Only things you would see is like one stray comment, someone comments under one of the tweets or something like that. But I think the worst thing you can do on Twitter is like get into a little squabble.
Mm.
You can just leave them to argue with themselves.
Twitter's the worst. Me, I will never fight anyone back and forth.
Never.
I'm not getting paid for it. It is absolutely pointless. Why am I going back and forth with you? That's what people would want as well. Then you might slip up even more.
Yeah.
It's an endless cycle of just like a madness.
I promise you, since we started, there's been a guy that's been talking to himself in the comments since the start of June.
Since we've started. And even until now.
Literally, he's still in the comments fighting himself.
As in, Akena's gone and you're still talking.
There was one guy the other day, he lost his head in the comments, bro. Because I think I tweeted something. Because obviously, when Akena came out, we had to switch up how we tweeted.
Because
we're not tweeting like he's still there. We had to start tweeting like we were someone watching the show.
Yeah.
So obviously, he tweeted and he was like, just going off on the account. And just like, mate, who are you? Talking nonsense. And it's like, and then he tweeted, my head's gone, and then he left. So I just liked the tweet because I found it so funny.
And then you did a Twitter reveal.
We did the reveal, yeah.
That's so funny.
That was crazy, honestly. To me, personally, I wanted to just do a little picture here and there, but I thought, you know what,
why not after all that hard work?
Yeah.
On Twitter.
That's what everyone said. But I think what we always wanted to do is keep the focus on Ikenna, you know?
Right.
Because he's gone on the show, he's been out there, he's put himself in the limelight, national TV. So.
Right. Because it can be icky when shit hits the fan and like this happens. Mm. Yeah. You don't know what could, you know, you're not prepped for it. And
before everything is my boy. So that's.
Right. And as you know, people like get up on the social climate, people's minds change, they approach things differently, and you just don't expect it. And it can be very scary on your mental. So it's good that you come in with that stability and you've maintained that.
Yeah,
exactly. I feel like you're very chill, like Ikenna.
You know what? I'm probably more.
You embody the same. Just
he's very reserved. He speaks when he needs to.
For me,
I'm a bit similar, but sometimes I'll be more like, I'll let you know.
with your chest.
Yeah. Like sometimes watching him with India, I was like, bro, let this go and how you're feeling, bro.
Right. He didn't. Do you think that he would still. Well, I don't know, but if he would still be there, if he was really like active on India, like really, really, really good showing her attention? Because at times I was like, what is Ikenna doing?
I think it's a tough situation. I can't speak on it like he can. But I feel really and truly from the options he had there, she was definitely the one most suited to him. So I feel that he just probably needed time in that scenario. But
it's a
quick show. You can't,
it's a quick show, man. And it's just a lot to be in that environment.
Yeah, but I think you never know. If they come out, who knows what happens, isn't it?
Mabel, how did you react to Ekansu and that Jay situation? And seeing all that happening as one of her friends, and you're seeing her.
Do you know what?
Listen, I love David. Crawling. I love David and Ekansu, man.
Can we just appreciate how amazing she is. I just entertainment.
I just both of like so both of good. They're so they're such good TV because it's just like Ekansu does these antics and she's not afraid or whatever. And Davide's reactions, you're a liar, you're an actress, go the F out. This stuff is funny. And then, you know, saying that she's, I don't know, baked like Louis Vuitton from China, like then they're together making food. Mm. It's just back and forth. So I just think that they are hilarious and a lot of people want them to win.
I hope they win. If, but can I just say something?
Who's taking the money?
I just want them to take the money. I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, to be honest.
I want to see a steal. Either Davide or Ekansu.
Steal the money. Like,
and that couple would give it to us.
Thank you. Yeah.
They've carried the show. Both of them 100%. Have carried the show.
I just need someone to steal the money so I can just be like, yes, this is great TV.
But you'll have to be ready for the DMs. When
I don't even care, man. I'll come for me.
Yeah, the DMs, both of you. I mean, more you if Ekansu steals.
I know. I think it would be great if someone steals this year. It would be so good.
I think that would be the couple to steal. One of them would
be. Yeah, 100%. And it's just like real life. In a way, it's kind of like when you're seeing someone in real life in the outside world, like, would you normally just give them half your money? No. So.
And let's be real, like, the prize money is very small.
Yeah.
50,000 is nothing. Yeah. Like, if you want to keep it a buck, it should be at least $250,000.
100%.
Minimum.
100%.
Because somebody said, oh, you know, I want Ekansu, Danica, and India to win. I'm thinking, divide 50K by three. What are you taking? I don't understand. Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
That money's gone in like a couple of weeks and with the way London is moving. Yeah. So I feel like the price is very, very low. Now, initially, at the beginning, when Ekansu and Davide first paired up, there was a situation between. Davide's team or whatever were like in their emotions and feeling you're seeing your mate actually in an intense heat situation and I can relate to that so
it was that.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweater starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Who wrote that?
It was a joint.
So you guys all on WhatsApp?
No. So I actually put the bones of the message in, and I got. They said, "Listen, we need to tone that down."
Right.
Because
I mean, everyone's in their feelings.
Karen.
Yeah. Right. And so, Karen. How do you like? Because
we did it the day before when Ekansu.
What did she do again? She pulled around.
Before the kissing, the first.
Yeah.
Something happened the day before where. It really kind of there was I can't remember fully, but something happened and I saw the direction this was going in, and
right.
I knew Davide as a person,
right?
Because we've got to remember, like, we're dealing with like real people here. Obviously, it's great entertainment, but imagine Davide on national television is like Ekansu actually instigated the kiss with him first, because Davide's from conversation with him, he's not overly kind of PDA, especially on national television. So obviously she went in for the kiss.
Right.
He reciprocated. And then the next day she's telling him to make him food after she's been, you know.
Right. So I can understand your emotional charge. I get it. I get it.
It's on.
I see it. I can see both sides of the coin. I can see like
100%. Like obviously I mean, what she did probably isn't the best thing
right.
to do. But I feel like the only reason she did that was because she wasn't getting what she wanted from Davide, which is, again, understandable. But what people forget is that we need to understand people's love languages.
True, yeah. Love languages can be different as well. Exactly. But also, you're in that intense environment. I wouldn't want to go on Love Island. That is a lot, man. Because sometimes you want to be with somebody, but you also want to, like, give me space.
Yeah.
And you can't have that in that show.
Yeah.
And then you have people who come on interviews saying, we wanted to leave, but production was like, no. You're like, no. So it's just like, and then you go back into that place.
Yeah.
You can't really escape. So things are just heated between them. And then as family members and friends, you see things and you just get charged. And and then, like...
Which is understandable.
Understandable.
Like, if it was out in public, that would probably be more fine. But I feel like because it was kind of like us and we were handling their accounts, I mean, there's things I wanted to say that I wish I could say, but I can't say it because it's I'm not Ekin Su. Like, you know,
that's what I mean. It's difficult, man, because, like, especially when you're in both of your positions, when your friends are together as a couple, and it's like you got to manage their accounts, you got to come off as, like, as honest as you can, but you also don't want to annoy your friends that are on the show. So how do you even do it? It's a mental game because it affects you guys just as much as it might affect them when they get out.
Yeah, so we did actually, in hindsight, obviously we saw the public reaction, the DMs did go, and in the comment section, there was a backlash to what we'd said.
Mm.
Obviously, in hindsight, because we should have probably anticipated kind of that it not that deep.
Right.
But I think it was.
I mean, it's your first time ever controlling a friend's account. You've never been in this world before.
But we've always kind of helped grow each other's accounts in terms
100%.
Of. We always tag you. Like, we put up movie night and we tagged you.
Yeah.
And they were like, in the comments, because we're saying, will mum and dad survive this?
Yeah.
And but the comments were saying, oh, you still, you know, gunning for Ekin Su. We're like, no, if we were gunning for you, we'd have. You know, we wouldn't have tagged you and, you know.
I think obviously your first, like the first ever comment was obviously that it started something.
The precedent, maybe.
So anything now you guys say, they're going to think you're attacking their kid, which obviously is understandable. And I've forgiven you because obviously we're going to become family soon. Just if they make it through, I'm not going to lie. Davide has met his match with Ekin Su.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel like with Davide, likes
fiery women.
Oh, well, Ekin's perfect.
Yeah, I feel like it's funny because when Ekin Su gets upset, he's like, you're doing the show now. I'm like, listen, I don't mind. Action, cut scene, I want this show.
100%.
And then Davide and his one-liners. I just feel like, as you said, we don't know if we want them to win, but because you don't want a couple to win, but you want them to continue on in the show.
Yeah, if they win, they win. If they don't, they don't. But... also, as account handlers, it's in our interest to kind of not sit on the fence on everything simply because we know for a fact, okay, David has given us the account. Instagram following Luca is nearly double Davide.
Mm.
And
I think that's just because Davide is not from the UK and he's from Italy. I think that these type of relatability politics actually play into factor a lot.
I feel Luca and Gemma are the most relatable for people in England, really.
Yeah, relatability politics.
Centered around them, didn't
they? It really is centered around them.
So,
but relatable in what way?
Luca and Gemma are the typical couple you'd see in England. Yeah. Let's be honest.
That's what I mean. You just see them in like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're seeing an Italian and Turkish girl together.
Oh, okay.
Mm. You don't really see that.
That way, yeah.
And I think that is probably why a lot of people
relate more
and they want to just tap, follow.
Yeah.
Because they see that or they think that they are that.
Do you not think, like, though, they've almost got a head start because of the name?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I think that as well, in terms of either airtime or in terms of, you know, apparently he might be coming in as a parent on the show, Michael Owen.
Yeah.
Like Luca Bish, I believe, used to date a few ex-YouTubers who have got their names out there.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you know, stuff like this, they're already kind of both, especially Gemma, kind of known. Yeah. So when the famous people come in, it can either go one way or another in terms of, like, because Ronan Keating's son was on the show.
I did feel a bit. Because I was like, God, imagine you, because they go into, they do a week of lockdown, don't they, before they go in.
Mm.
You do the week lockdown, you go in, you're in there for like 2 days, whatever, and then no airtime. I did think that was a bit...
Interesting. Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like, not fair, but I don't know. Not sure the term for it.
I don't think it's fair at all. I would be irritated if I go on the show and I'm coming out to my parents and I'm trying to talk to you. Like, hey, did you see me? We didn't even see you, bro.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's
peak for you.
See, yeah.
Don't cry, don't beg. Sorry, it's just peak for you. Like, I would be.
Yes, if you want to come into Love Island, just don't come to Castlemore.
I would be vexed.
I would not be doing Castlemore. No way.
Yeah, I think coming as a Castlemore Islander, I'll be like, sorry, no.
Nah, unless you're Ovi. I mean,
there are a few that have succeeded go in. But it's just very unlikely. Davide surprised me. Like, I feel like, you know what, good looking chap, but more time when you have people who are good looking, it really stops there.
It lacks
it comes to substance, because oftentimes you don't have to work for your personality because people are coming to you anyway. So I thought, you know what, good looking chap, let's see what he does. And we've never had anybody who's Italian on the show who's genuinely from Italy.
Twins, the brothers, remember the two Italians in like one of the first Love Islands?
The first season. I didn't watch the first season.
Oh, did you not?
I watched.
They came in. They were from like Huddersfield.
But were they born, raised in Huddersfield?
I'm not entirely sure, but
because I feel like with somebody like Davide, like, you know, we've had some Irish people on the show for sure, but like someone like Davide, he's from Italy. Mm. You can tell heavily from his accent. He just moved to Manchester.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, how is this going to work? In all honesty, I was just like intrigued, but I feel like he's done so well.
There was a tweet going around that his accent was fake, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That he was doing. I was like Davide is really doing an Italian accent. Just me, even I would do it. If I had an Italian accent, I'll be doing it.
Yeah. Like, I was like, wow.
I would be making it the most strong accent you've heard. That's what I would be doing.
The best thing about it was, obviously, because when he was with Gemma, obviously, no disrespect to Gemma, but the personality didn't really help Davide show his side.
Right.
His kind of, you know, attributes, because she's not monotone as such, but, you know, she's young, not very relatable to Davide. So Ekansu, I think they've brought out the best in each other.
Oh,
100%. So as much as we were thinking Team Davide, we thought, oh,
yeah, he's causing initially
problems. We were like, no, thankfully everybody's been able to see that Davide is more than just a pretty face now.
Yeah, because in the beginning I was kind of like, oh God, she stated with this guy, she's... Because I thought he was like really boring at first. I'm not going to lie to you. I was like,
yeah, with Jesus. With Gemma, I didn't think that was going on.
A lot of the comments in Davide's... on these photos were loads of like, oh, you're boring though, and this and that, and we were thinking, please, somebody
come in and
do something
out. Yeah,
and you'll see what he's all about, you know.
Do you think he's like that in real life though?
In real life,
yeah, is he Davide like that, or
hilarious.
Is he worse? Because Ekin, we're getting a dimmed down version of Ekin. I'm just telling you,
really.
You think Ekin, that for me is Ekin very calm.
Okay.
You know, when she
she's going to be calling on the street.
Can I just say one thing? This is going to sound, I'm saying it for Davide.
Mm.
Davide very rarely has to engage in a lot of conversations with women, because when they, if you, before even fame, Davide could walk around Manchester, women just like,
yeah, like,
everybody's staring at Davide.
Yeah.
So very rarely has he had to kind of graft.
Yeah.
And I think that was why you kind of, with the whole Ekansu thing, she's like, he's not trying.
It's like,
because Devard has never had to try.
Mm.
You know?
That's why it's interesting putting them in this villa, how they react to stuff like this.
But the fact is that he is actually trying now, and it is...
I definitely...
I've never seen him kind of needing to try.
I definitely think he really does like Ekin. And I think this is why there's a lot of like little feuds and stuff like that, like between both of them. I genuinely think he does like her. Because she's the way she is, an entertainer, you know, I think they clash in that bit. Like, in a way, I feel like he's not used to the fact that she's... Because Ekin is beautiful, man. I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, she's like, you know, she's
stunning.
Okay. This girl's stunning.
Stunning.
When we walk in the street, I just want to stay back, because the amount of guys...
You're stunning too, babes.
Please. Thank you.
Especially with a snapshot.
But she gets a lot of attention. Mm. And what I love about Ekin is she will talk to absolutely anyone. You know, even if she doesn't fancy them, or, you know, she will give them she will talk to them, because that's how humble she is. Like, everyone will see her and think, oh, she's just like this pretty...
That's the exact stuck same
up,
as Davide.
Yeah, stuck up person.
Very, very down to earth.
Yeah, so down. She will speak to absolutely anyone. And when these two, I was like, oh, Jesus. they're quite similar in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, obviously, if she'd have done that on the outside, the whole, you know, Jay situation, obviously, you know,
no one would know.
No one would know, but at the same time, that would
not
be...
Not calling that night.
What you're seeing is real-life Tinder.
Even on a budget, Quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Mate. Like, it's real life Tinder playing out in the villa.
But we've never seen someone crawl like that. I just thought that stuff was funny, man. And listen, Jay was crawling too. It wasn't just Ekin. It was both of them were crawling and Davide had no idea. And then when he had an idea. When he had an idea, I was like, this guy is going to blow his head off. Like, he's going to be irritated. But
when that happened, then she went down, make me food. That was like,
I was cheeky.
I was like this. Like, somebody get me a fucking drink.
But this is the thing, is when you're outside looking at this, you're like, oh, this is so annoying. Yeah. Like, your friends are going through this stuff. This girl's put my friend in this, or this boy's my girl did this. But I just think that the more, I dislike contestants on the show, and I'm very open with that. And I like contestants. Yeah. But if I like you or dislike you, it's a good thing because it means that you're creating content, you're opinionated, you're going to come out with a controversy, the coin or the followers or whatever. And like, you know, either way, it's like, listen, my boy's getting cussed out. At least both of you are in the getting camera time, because some of the people we didn't even see on the show. It's actually mad. And then obviously Davide and Ekin have had a journey, and it reflects on your emotions up and down the way it goes.
Yeah, because you unfollowed me on Instagram. I was fuming.
Bloop.
I was like, I can't believe these guys followed me on.
It's a lot, man.
We removed, as in, so we didn't keep hanging.
I said, listen.
No. You removed me, and I was like, this guy's okay. I was like, fine. If you want to be petty, I'll follow her. You know, and then 2 weeks later, you're following me back, and I was like, I knew this was gonna happen.
But on the outside and inside, is the same thing. You guys are just all back and forth. That is funny. When it comes to their journey, and of course, Casa Amor took place, and I knew Agnesi would stay loyal. And then Davide, I feel like, stayed loyal. Both of them had or did not have something happen in either of the villa. But did you expect Molly to really expose Davide like that or say his name? Because I thought she was going to say Jax.
Yeah.
And were you watching that Casa More, like, anticipating
it? Did Coco say?
I think he kissed two girls.
Coco
and Molly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, for both parties as well, Davide raised a very good point. He said, I don't feel you had enough temptation about Ekin-Su. But I almost feel like maybe the same could have been applied to Davide as well. In terms of, there wasn't really, because they're both attractive people, right? So like, Ekin-Su went in there.
Basically, it's difficult to bring people that.
In my opinion, like, there was nobody to kind of turn her head.
Yeah.
Vice versa for Davide as well. In terms of nobody to turn his head with Ekin-Su, so. So yeah, not really. I was actually quite surprised by all of them in Casa Amor. They were like, it's just crazy, got out it? Of prison kind of vibe.
They
were
just prison.
Losing their mind. Do you know, in terms of like, it's like they've been set free. And
they went to Ibiza and back.
Yeah.
Mabel, what was going through her head with Ekin-Su in Casa Amor, in terms of her returning? You know, that little reunion and you saw her coming down alone or whatever, like, were you, like, as her friend, watching this?
No, I was really happy. Mm. To be fair, I knew she wasn't going to really go with any of the guys in there.
Yeah.
Come on, like, I'm not trying to...
No, but I see Davide's point of temptation.
I was super happy. Like, they are actually meant for each other. Mum and dad, the greatest divorced couples I've ever seen in my life.
This mum and dad, everyone loves to say this. Mum and dad,
it is true. Yeah. Like, they're literally like mum and dad. Like, it's just great. No, but I was really happy for her, and I'm glad she stuck to, you know, Davide.
Chuka, what do you think of Dami and India and their story and the back and forth that's happening with these two? Because I love Dami and India until Casa Amor, and now we're seeing movie night again that he's been exposed for this three-way kiss, and she's irritated.
It's kind of mad though, I can't lie. I think she really likes him, that's the thing. And Dami is, to be honest, he is a great guy. Like,
he is,
regardless of the situation, like between him and the kind of whatever, I think he's actually a really good guy. As he said, with the temptation that came in from Casa Amor, that was always going to be tough for him as well. But as we say, it's like, it's different in there. So with them two in there, who knows, like, it's heated. You might forgive that person because you're going to see them every day. And for India, I don't feel there's anyone else, really and truly. And Dami, obviously, they click quite well. So you might as well forgive him.
There is Deji, who we barely see now.
Yo, Deji's funny, man.
Deji is funny. His reactions, oh my days. He's funny. They kill me. Like, the way he's always looking, I feel like you need somebody like that in the villa. But I generally thought he was going to be dumped. Seeing him. That shook me. Like, I was like, how is Deji still here? So like, maybe it could be a Deji and India re-moment, but I doubt it, to be honest.
I doubt it. I
feel because Dami and India have the best chemistry in there alongside Ekansu and Davide.
Yeah, but it also made us wonder, like, how come she brought him back from the castle? Because it feels like she brought him as insurance in a way.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that as well, because she did bring back Deji. And then that heartbreaker line that she
said. I feel she knew Dami might do something mad.
She was right. Dami was doing a lot of madness.
So it was just a safety option. But in a way, I mean, Deji's cool and he adds to the show in a way. But I don't know if they're a couple though.
I don't see it. I don't see it for them.
If anything, I feel like India, if her and Dami didn't work out, she's that kind of girl. She holds her head high, that kind of stuff there. She would leave the show probably.
Right. I see that too. She'd be like, is what he's saying that serious? Do you know what I mean? I'll walk out. Speaking of Dami, he had a little situation with Ekansu as well. Saying, on your best behavior, you're on your best behavior. And this was in reference to...
I was
going to
ask, you know.
Huh?
I was going to ask about these two tonight, because what's going to happen? Because
we want to find out. Tonight is going to be a Mazzoli. But they didn't even show them in the first look teaser.
I've got a question for you.
God. Talk to her.
Does Ekansu fancy Adam?
Ooh.
Definitely.
Fancy Adam.
I think Davide is better than Adam.
Davide. The thing is, I'm being really biased because I genuinely don't like Adam, because I've met him a couple of times. Not a really nice guy.
Why did everyone says this about him, man?
He's just not a nice guy. Like, I don't know what it is. He just comes with this really bad energy, and I don't like him. And yeah, I think she would have thought he was really hot, but then if she got to know him, she would have been like, nah, I don't like him.
He's very intense in the way he's
Adam.
you know,
you can have a stroke.
Not a stroke.
But that's like everyone. If he walked through the door, everyone would turn their head and go, oh, great looking guy. But then he starts stalking and then you're like, oh my God.
He is very tall. I think that's probably the reason why he really looks, because the man is like 6'6" or 6'5" or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what your thoughts are on him being brought back on the show. I'm just like, you had your time. What's going on?
I didn't like. I think it was heat at the moment. Obviously, that shocked everyone. Was like Adam Collard going crazy. Yeah. But by the next episode, they're already like
dead. I'm over it already.
Should be level playing field. And I agree. Secondly, Love Island, like, everybody gets one chance at Love Island. You know, it's kind of like, we're just making up the rules as we go on now. Like, why don't you bring in, you know,
somebody
Molly
else?
Maynard.
Yeah, Molly Maynard or Moral, you know what I mean? Something like that, or one of these big characters back onto the show.
Yeah. I like they're testing the waters.
I think that's what they're doing. They're testing the waters.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And I just feel like we've seen you.
Paige,
like,
loves him though.
She does, you know. She really likes him. Does she like Jax?
Yeah, but she loved Jax as well, apparently.
But now she's like, Jax who? Who's that? But then Jax said, Paige who? As well. So she said, you know what, ping pong, let me do the same thing to you. Yeah. But again, I feel like with somebody like him coming in the villa, I don't see you in a relationship with any one of these people. No. Especially because he apparently dumped his girlfriend from 2 months before to get into the show. One of the girls was saying. And then it's like, well, are you and Paige, is there any longevity in this? I don't see it.
So when he was sitting there going, trying to find someone I can bring home to your mum. I'm like, do you know how many people's on your Instagram? I'm sure you can bring someone home.
Yeah. Screaming. Like, a whole group.
A whole group. Group chat, in fact.
Like, I think it's just like self-gain. I mean, a lot of Islanders go in these days for him, self-gain and followers and career-wise. That's great.
But he's got all that.
But he already has had that, to be honest with you. But I just think that him returning, it was a hype. And then it died down quickly for me. Mm. During Casa Amor, there obviously was an Islander who is talking about things happening with the Ekin and et cetera, et cetera. How have you reacted to this?
We're talking about the cockroach?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even explain my feelings towards this person because I don't know what it is. It's like back at school and you're in the boys' locker room. Like, I don't, not saying that's happened. Yeah. I don't think that's happened, to be honest with you. I just think he has come just for the last minute clout he can get. And I think it's so ridiculous. He's going around doing all these Instagram live and kind of talking down. But then dear me saying like, we're best friends, you know, I respect her and shit like that. And I'm kind of like, you obviously don't. You know, he's the type of person to get everyone hyped up and then create a podcast next week and then everyone's going to tune in and then no one's going to tune in ever again.
This is the thing. People like to prey on hype to create an investment. However, what they fail to look at is just the hype. They don't look at the longevity. So the hype is there, but no one's checking your 60th episode, bro. They've looked at your first or second.
Yeah.
And then especially on what it's based on, it creates this narrative of you that you may not want or you want whatever. But again, where are you going next at this point?
He needs to find a new job.
Like,
why did Ekin-Su say, don't tell anyone about it?
I think she felt guilty for the fact that she was in the bed with him. Because the first night, if you saw, they were sleeping like complete locks. Like, there were no touching. There was nothing going on. And then I think that night, I think maybe they were like spooning or something. Do you know what I mean? They were a bit closer than before. I don't think something happened, me personally. But, you know, we'll find out soon.
I mean, even if she did do anything as well, Davide was also, you know, intimate with two girls. I'm just like, and they both weren't exclusively together. Do you know what I mean? I guess Ekin showed a little bit more loyalty, but because she needed to prior, whatever. So in the grand scheme of things, like, I don't know if it will affect their relationship.
But I love how Davide keep thinking it's cheating. And I'm like, you guys are not even exclusive.
Like, a lot of these couples are not exclusive.
None of them exclusive.
And I guess they're just checking out their options. But yeah, I guess they're not exclusive, but also that doesn't mean you should. So I see both sides of the coin.
Really?
Really? If they've been together for like 2 weeks plus, like Damien and India were not exclusive.
Yeah.
So people really wanted them to be loyal.
Yeah.
Even though they're not actually exclusive, do you know what I mean? So there's that affection that you build for a couple. And you could just see the chemistry between two. Like Ekin and Davide, they just had that good chemistry.
Yeah.
Damien and Ina, they just have that good chemistry. So people just don't want to see them with anybody else.
I always get surprised because they're not very in bed. Like, they don't really like cuddle much, are they?
Who?
Ekin and Davide. Like, when you see them asleep, it's quiet.
But me, I don't cuddle someone who's like, I can't cuddle. Yeah, yeah. I'll cuddle for a bit, but let me actually sleep now.
Yeah.
Because I actually can't. Some people are like, oh, let's cuddle for the whole night. Go away from me.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. Yeah. Like, so maybe,
you know, Andrew and Tasha, that's just too much, man. Like, so I always, you see David and Ekin, they're like, Andrew and Tasha's like,
talk to me, as
on each other, man.
Yeah, but they're trying to show the world that they really like each other.
Yeah,
I think sometimes it's coming across a bit too like.
She was crying a couple of days ago, and at first I was like, why are you crying? But now I'm like, you know what? She's been in the bottom three times. Maybe it can get to you, and you're just like, you know what? This is getting to me a lot. And then her dad spoke out about, you know, the fact that, you know, she does have hearing impairing and something in relation to making her sensitive or emotions and she can't hear properly. I didn't read the full thing. Yeah. It just paints a different picture.
Yeah.
That's why I thought, let me get you guys on. Because you're just like, we're all looking at somebody 40 minutes a day and we have that fixed image, but actually
it's I actually really like Tasha. I'm not, I don't know if it's just me. I just really like her.
I like Andrew and Tasha separately.
Yes.
I don't like them together because they both have made choices where they're not actually interested. So what are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't mind Tasha, I don't mind Andrew, but together it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Especially when Andrew was doing all of that.
Mate, he came out like he was coming. I don't know what he was doing. He came out like he was gunning.
Davide's what licked the tit of Davide's quote.
Davide's quote was hilarious.
That's my favourite one so far.
Everything that Davide says is you cried.
You didn't cry because you licked the tit or something. Mm. Yeah. Or you cried because you're LeBron.
That was my favourite one. I'm not going to lie.
Nah, it's the Louis Vuitton one for me.
The Louis Vuitton one was funny.
I can't.
Fake that Louis Vuitton from China.
Can I just say, she's from Turkey, so the quality's better.
In terms of people seeing Ekin, they're saying that she's not close with the girls, or the girls are saying things behind her back, or they're not as close with her. What is your opinion on seeing that on the screen, and do you think it's true or not?
I think it's true. I was actually really worried for her because of this, because I know she came in with the whole, you know, I don't want no seasonal girlfriends, which is true. You know, they're all there to find whoever they need. Do you know what I mean? But I was worried. And as soon as Afia came out, actually, I actually messaged Afia going, hey, can I just clarify if Ekin's actually okay in there, if the girl's treating her right and stuff like that. Because she's actually really sweet. I know everyone sees this hot-headed girl, but Ekin is one of the girls you meet. Come on, I met her in a hot tub. She's one of the girls you meet in the bathroom and you'll be sitting there and having conversations in the loo about God knows what, you know, taking a piss. Like, she's that sweet and she's so girly. Like, she'll always be there for me or anyone. So when I saw all the girls like doing the way they were doing, I was like, oh my God, I just want to go in that villa and kind of be like, shake them.
Did Afia respond to you about anything of your worries? Did she confirm it?
Yeah, she was like, she's good. Like, she's enjoying herself, but you know, I guess they all have to say that. But I mean, there's times when you see that you can clearly see Ekin was upset, and I felt like no one actually went to her aid or just kind of chatted to her. The time where she, you know, had a conversation in the mirror and just went outside. Like, those are the times you need your girls to kind of like calm down, like just like, you know, take it easy, just think about it. I just think there was just none of that there, and it's quite heartbreaking.
You don't see much of it.
No.
And then there was a viral clip of Paige with the girls kind of shooing away India and Danica. And to be honest with you, it could have been nothing. But again, it didn't come off right. Or didn't look right at all. Didn't look right. So you have these small clips that either are misinterpreted or actually are true. Then they go viral. And then like, account holders are like, what the hell do we do? Yeah. Like, we're just facing all this abuse. Like, what the hell? Davide's slogans and everything have really just gone all viral. I'm a lion, I'm an actress, all this. So when he said that and that took off, how were you reacting to that? How were you like controlling it? How were you reacting with your friends? Like, what was going through your heads?
Yeah, he's, to be honest, we're getting that many messages. It's hard to
control.
To control, but a lot of people are repeating the quotes and the messages, you know. And it's great. We're loving it, obviously. To be honest, everything he's done in there, we expected in terms of, we're just glad that obviously Ekin's giving him that kind of situation to express himself in that way. But yeah, obviously we've seen some companies that printing t-shirts with it and we're like...
That's too much now. We're like, it's not your saying.
Yeah, don't.
Relax, calm down.
Yeah.
So they really heard that and ran to their factory.
Yeah.
Because our followers are sending them, like, Have you seen this?
See, that is where it becomes a problem. If it's your own saying,
fine.
But like, why are you taking somebody else's saying and monetizing it when Davide could be doing it himself?
Exactly.
You're right. Trademarking and all that stuff. There's so much to this. That's the thing. People are like, maybe you're so uneducated on it or you don't know anything about it and you're thrown into a world. Like, who thought you'd be calling a trademark lawyer? Like, it's a lot.
It's crazy.
So yeah, it's good.
Chuko, anything when it comes to Ekin's time on the show, was there anything he thought that he should have done that he didn't?
I feel that at the start they weren't really showing him at all. He had a lot of interactions with like Gemma, with India, and he said that even when I spoke to him, it was like there was a lot of stuff they didn't really show because he spoke to India quite a lot.
Right, he mentioned this here, yeah.
Exactly. So I think in that scenario, there's not much more you can do, because if the producers want to get something out there, because sometimes maybe he's having these conversations, but they're just very PG.
Right.
As you said, that they can put a clip out that the producers know what they're doing. They could put a short clip out and the whole nation could go crazy over this clip.
Mm.
But the content of that clip could be something completely different to what people think it is.
Right.
It's similar to Twitter as well. Like when you tweet something, whenever I used to tweet something, I tried to make the tweet as vague as possible.
Right.
Because whenever you have a vague tweet, that's when the engagements go crazy, because people are, there'll be 30 interpretations within an hour. So that's the kind of thing there that happens. I think the content that's been on the show, the stuff that you have on Twitter as well, you just need to make sure that you kind of keep it, don't cross the line, but kind of like keep it open in a way that people can discuss it and like bring it to the page as well.
And were you in contact with Indias and Dammy's?
Yeah.
You're all tweeting with each other, whatever.
Yeah. No, Dammy's guy, he's really cool. So we did that football thing. That was just really random. India's handler is a really nice guy as well. I kept on finding it funny whenever people say, like, you guys should get together. And I know it's a guy they're talking about. I'm like,
I've spoken to him as well. He's a very nice guy.
Yeah, really nice guy. But yeah, it was just great to do that interaction. And also, like, because in a way, you had to kind of reenact the people's relationship in the show.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a form of art for you lot in a weird way. Because it's like, especially when your tweets hit, your friends are. These are big people on the show. Do you know what I mean? They're not like somebody who's there for a week and gets dumped.
Yeah.
It's like a whole job on whatever.
Sick.
He kind of did say that he actually was meant to be a bombshell or something like that.
He told me there's a chance he'll come in later
or right
at the start. So initially, honestly, he just, all the communication we had about it was either Jan, March, and then finally May, when he said he's already in the villa. Then we're like, cool, okay, cool. But then I think he came in from the start. We were like, that's sick, madness. We'll go with it. So.
Quick switcheroo, guys. We've got Kenneth, who's also part of Ekin's team as well. So what do you do for Ekin?
I do Ekin's Twitter.
Twitter.
So, yeah, Mabel, she said that, you know what, she's having quite a hard time on Twitter. Mm-hmm. After I was like, Mabel, do you know who you're talking to? After I told her, like, I used to be on Twitter before, had about 10K followers on there. After I was like, if you give me a week, I'll be on 5K followers for her easily. And within like half the week, I was on 5K for her. Mm. So she was like, yeah, you've got a job.
So what did you, love that. What were your opinions on him leaving?
I was pretty shocked. It came out of the blue. I felt it was really heavily edited, the whole kind of episode.
That episode made no sense to me, man.
Like it was just
choppy as hell.
But obviously, it was obvious that he was like indirectly saying, you coming or not?
Because
I was like, I want to make you my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
That's what was like saying.
You think so she should have walked?
You're done now.
Yeah.
Get your bags.
No, if she walked, I'm sorry. If she walked, she's...
Yeah, I don't think she should have walked from the way he told Billy to F off. Like, I don't think she should have walked. But I think that's what he was expecting.
He was.
And I think him now seeing Adam with Paige is just going to irritate him. So, and I guess we'll see him after some tonight what his thoughts are.
But as Theo said, if she liked him so much, she'd have left.
Right.
Him, so.
If she liked him that much. Yeah. But I guess if it was smooth sailing and he never did anything to mess that up, I think she would have walked.
Because she was besotted, wasn't she?
She was besotted with him. Yeah. I think she would have walked if he was smooth sailing and he just got to him. Like Liam also left at the very beginning of the show. On the first
week.
I like Liam. I always find it interesting when someone leaves, because like your position could affect everybody else. It's like a ripple effect.
Yeah.
So like now that you've left,
yeah.
How's it all gone? Last question, guys. Who do you lot want to win outside of people that you manage?
I don't want Gemma or Luca to win.
Just screaming.
Why does everyone say that?
Because it's just boring TV. It's just flatline.
I can see you.
Like, I just switch off whenever they're going. It's like it's like they've been married 50 years, man.
I think this season, I don't even know.
Yeah, it's really weird because I...
There should be like two strong options, but you don't have like, it's like a loveless season, a lot of people are saying, where it's always back and forth.
I'm sorry, but I just want Debbie Day and Ekin to win.
Coming quite hard for Ekin the last couple of days. He called her the fakest person in the villa, I believe. And he comes quite hard in a way, and then you see them get back together again.
For me, David is kind of, do you know they say, go with your head or your heart kind of thing? I think, like I said, David does have a soft spot for her. I almost feel like... his gut is a little bit, he's very worried that she's going to kind of humiliate him a little bit again. So that's why I think his emotions are very up and down with what he, how he's with her. I think that explains that.
Because a lot of people say that, you know, his pride or his ego, or like people say he's quite toxic and stuff like that. I've seen a lot of these theories and forum tweets and whatever, and that he's playing Ekin in this kind of way. You're not even Davide, but like, how would you, as one of his mates, respond to that?
Obviously, I think Davide knows what he brings to the table in terms of, you know, and she did, you know, hurt his pride. So I think obviously when that happens on national television, you're always very like, you know, please don't do that again at the back of his mind, because it's just embarrassing. But I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. Is anyone else going to be coming in the villa? Or
I think there's going to be maybe two bombshells will probably come in, maximum three, to like change things up. Because in the last season, they had people come in 3 days, 4 days before, 5 days before. So I see like two more coming in. But I don't know what they would do at this point.
Could you say that would kind of be the same for Ekin-Su? Because once they show, or if they show the Italian Stallion job, like, it's going to show what Davide's been up to. Like, it wasn't just one girl, it was several girls.
What do you mean? In Casamore?
In Casamore.
Two, yeah.
Yeah, two girls. And
there's only four.
No, I'm saying two girls that Davide kissed.
Yeah,
do you think they'll show that, you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, the Italian Stallion
job,
the little title on the movie screen.
Yeah, and obviously, as he said that, obviously Davide felt humiliated in front of national TV.
Ekin
would feel the same way, because it's like, it's going to look like, oh, I've
tit for tat
crawled back to you, in a sense, and you've kind of done this to me. I come back without a guy in Casa Amor, and you've done this to me. So it's like, is it fair that...
Oh, and one of the girls, even at Casa Amor, said his name. I think that he already has an idea. She already has an idea that he did this. But I think they both got over that quite quickly.
Davide hasn't got over it.
He hasn't got over it.
He hasn't got over Jay.
Yeah, the Jay situation.
No. I mean, they got over Davide. I mean, Ekin and kind of just moved on from the Davide stuff.
Oh, yeah, Ekin did.
Maybe because she was like, well, I was crawling at one point. So, you know what?
I was on the floor
at one point. But yeah, I think Davide's holding on to something. I get that understanding. He's kind of like, he's really hurt, I feel like he's holding on to something. And it projects in different ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we only see 40 minutes, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Interesting. But guys, thank you all for coming on. Can they see Chuko on the screen?
They can't.
Damn. Can you fit in together?
Yeah, yeah.
Whew. I'm not sort of sitting down, just like relaxing. But guys, thank you so much for gracing me with your presence. We have Mabel Haz, we have Kenneth, and we have Chuko. I got your names right. I'm so happy. But all of their socials, their details, everything will be in the bio below if you guys want to check them out as well, not just, you know, the people that they manage. But yeah, we'll just see who wins the season. And thank you guys for gracing me with your presence, guys. Daily and consistent. We're out.